Everything's going well. One day he asks, like, hey, you know, one day after work, can you stop off and maybe like we could have drinks or something, you know? And I was like, I definitely cannot do that.
Yo, what is going on, guys? It is Taylor the Fiend back again. And on today's episode, we have a clip for you here today from a career woman who's going to be talking about her dating failure, I'm going to be guessing. So let's jump into it. Don't forget to leave your thoughts and your comments.
I went out on several dates with a guy from Hinge, and I kind of liked him. It was like 5 to 7 dates. And from the jump, I told him, hey, I have a very busy career. I work in law enforcement, and I need to make sure that you understand that if we are going to date and see each other, you are going to have to drive to see me a little bit more, because I knew where he lived. I knew where I work and all of that, where I live. And the logistics like just aren't going to work out all the time. So I was upfront, transparent, and told him, you are going to have to put in a little bit more effort commuting to come and see me.
Yeah, and let me guess, the man simply said no, screw that. So guys, whenever women do this, by the way, this is an older woman, she's still dating, you know, which is hilarious. And what she's trying to do here is she's trying to get you as the man to put in more effort. That's all this is. These are like the little games that women play. You know, this is the same woman who would drive for hours to see a man that she's highly attracted to. This is older women trying to bait men into putting in more effort. And let me guess, he probably didn't end up putting in more effort.
He was all cool with that and everything. So everything's going well. One day he asked, like, hey, you know, one day after work, can you stop off and maybe like we could have drinks or something, you know? And I was like, I definitely cannot do that. I drive a police car to work, and that is not something that I can do. In addition, my work is very serious about our work cars. They are only to be used to drive to and from work and for official purposes only. I explained that to him. He was like, cool, I completely understand all of that. So then...
Oh my, why do women do this, man? Like, they jump on TikTok and then they tell their entire dating story as if anyone cares about it. It's just, it's always something that's amazing to me. But you can tell that this woman is not going to be pleasant to be around, especially long term. You know, you can tell by the way these women speak, guys, that if you were to spend a week with them, if you were to live with them, if you were to have a family with them, if you were to date them or marry them or whatever, it's going to be a significant pain in the ass, you know? Like, and then I told him this, and then I told him he needs to put in more effort, and we discussed this, and we discussed that. Like, and think back to women like this and their dating history, guys. You know, do you really think they're having these logistical discussions with the men that they're highly attracted to? Do you ever think that they're trying to, you know, sit there and make men put in effort when they're the ones who are putting in all the effort because they're attracted to him? No. This is the kind of crap that women pull when they're not that attracted to you or when they're looking to settle down. Okay, now it's time to get more extra, you know, extra effort out of the man. Now it's time to try and make him do more.
He was asking me, hey, on a Friday, do you think that you could like cut out of work a little bit early? You could get home, maybe drive over here and see me. We could like go out or whatever. I was like, bro, I cannot cut out of work early.
Yes, I love a woman who calls me bro. Like, these women are so lost, guys, and they wonder why they're this, you know, they're 45 and they're still dating. Oh, but I'm so successful and I'm so pretty. Why don't I have a man? You know, step number one, maybe we could consider not calling men bro. You know, these men that you're dating, they're not your bro, okay? They're not your best friend. This isn't some platonic escapade, all right? It's insane to me how women do this, guys. Like, women will call men bro, and then they'll be like, wow, why is it that men just, you know, they stop putting in the effort? I don't understand why. Or when I pushed for a relationship, I couldn't get one. I don't know what happened.
I told you, I work in law enforcement. Every second of my work and my time is accounted for because it is taxpayer money. I don't get to cut out of work early. Like, this is not a career that I can like do things that normal people can do. I just can't do it, you know? And I wasn't rude about it. I just said, hey, like, I totally can't do that. You know, I explained the taxpayer money. I'm like, you pay taxes, you pay part of my salary, and I pay part of my salary, whatever the case may be. But like, we just have to be legit. Like, I don't do that. My boss scrutinizes a lot, but that's just how we are. So I start getting the text messages where he just likes them instead of actually responds or expands upon my text messages.
Okay, let me tell you what happened. This man said, hey, do you want to meet up after work? Do you want to hang out after work? She blows him off probably multiple times. And now she's complaining because the dude stops displaying interest. He stops messaging her. He stops talking to her. Like, what did you think was going to happen? Women love to pull this crap, guys, right? They love to try and put you in the, yeah, maybe one day kind of friend box, you know? Like, oh, yeah, maybe I might see you after work, or no, I don't have time. And they'll like brush you off. They'll pretend like they're busy. But again, these women will make time for the men that they are highly attracted to. And so what ends up happening is the guys who get blown off, the guys who get treated like trash, the guys who get treated like texting buddies, they just stop replying to you. They walk away. They say, okay, the woman's not interested in me. She doesn't want to meet up with me. I'm just either A, going to stop dating her, B, go to the next woman, or whatever. But like, women get so confused when men walk away from them and they don't even understand why. Oh, I brushed this guy off like 35 times. He kept trying to hang out. And now he just doesn't reply to my messages. Come on now, woman. Come on.
I start getting the text messages where he just likes them instead of actually responds or expands upon my text messages. And then, like, the text messages start to get less and less. I honestly do not understand why I can show up telling a person, these are the time constraints with my job, my life, all of this. I'm not even asking you to take me to like expensive restaurants and all of that. I'm just asking for somebody to put a little bit of effort into the commute and the time spent a little bit more, because I can't do that with Bay Area traffic and all of that makes it a little bit difficult.
Okay, so this woman's entire video was complaining because a dude ended up ghosting her ass. Why? Because she kept blowing him off after work, or she blew him off after work. This is what happens, okay? It's funny to me how these women will expect effort from men, right? But, and then they're surprised when they don't put in any effort, and then the men just walk away. You know, there actually has to be something there for the man to continue to want to speak to you. It's crazy how women will try and they'll try and put you in the simp box, right? They'll try and put you into the, oh, you need to put in a lot of effort. You need to do this, but I'm not going to do anything box. And then they're shocked when men walk away from them. It's ridiculous. Guys, we're going to be leaving it there. Don't forget to leave your thoughts and your comments. Make sure you guys take care of yourselves, and I'll be seeing you all in the next one. Peace.